This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Texas is second in the nation behind California in the number of reported human trafficking cases. That's when people, including children, are sold into forced labor or the sex trade. And these crimes are often unreported. A graduate student at UNT aims to change that with a smartphone app. Lisa Mercer, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
First off, this app is called Operation Compass?
Yes.
How does it work?
Well, we have two right now. We have Operation Compass, which is the national app, and we also have Operation Compass North Texas, and they both work very similarly. Once you open it, you have the option of choosing between English and Spanish, and then once you make that selection, you can either choose to fill out a form, and that form also has the option of creating an audio recording. So if you're driving, you have the option of doing something hands-free, and the form can remain completely anonymous. So once you hit submit, you have the ability to decide if you want to include your name or not.
How did you get the idea for the app?
My background is interaction design, and when it came down to the time to pick something to focus on for my thesis, I had seen a flyer on campus about human trafficking, an organization on campus about this topic. And so I was a little surprised by it. I thought, well, you know, do they do more things internationally? And so I started to research, and the more research I did, the more surprised I was by how much it was happening in our communities.
Now, you partnered up with an organization in Dallas for this app?
Yes. Mosaic Family Services will be receiving the incidents from the app Operation Compass North Texas.
What is their role in this? How does that work?
Well, the incidents will be sent to an email that they provide, and they also will have their hotline on the app. So you can either call them or submit a form to them through the app. And their responsibility will be responding to those incidents. And at that point, they will make the decision whether or not that incident should be shared with law enforcement.
While doing research for this project, you visited truck stops?
I did, yes. So Polaris is one of the leading organizations in the fight against human trafficking. And they list truck stops as one of the top venues. And so I started to wonder about the kind of technology that truck drivers use and how they currently report incidents of human trafficking. So my first stop was truck driver training school. And then I started to observe at truck stops and I started interviewing truck drivers. They were so forthcoming about all of the technology they use, and not just reporting incidents of crime, but just on their day-to-day lives, because I wanted to figure out how I can integrate this form of technology into something they currently use so it would be easier for them.
How big of a role do truck stops play in human trafficking?
It hits them in two different ways. You definitely have certain truck stops with sex workers at the location, but human trafficking there's a constant movement of victims. And so not only do they have sex workers at some of the truck stops, but they also have a front row seat to seeing this movement of victims.
What are some of the signs that somebody is involved with human trafficking?
It's hidden in plain sight, really. It could easily be somebody that we walk down the street and they walk next to us and we have no idea. There's no clear answer. What I try to tell people is, if you see something that you think that it makes you question, you know, could this be human trafficking? Then it's worth reporting, because you're allowing law enforcement or victim advocates to look at the situation. And with their trained eyes, they will really be able to determine what that situation is.
Lisa Mercer is a graduate student at UNT and the founder of Operation Compass. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.